This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of The Zioli Show. Do us a favor, please subscribe to the podcast, rate it, and tell your friends. Come on, I got kids to feed. College isn't going to pay for itself, you know? Thanks for listening.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
Dennis Miller, Super Bowl champion once again.
The GOAT. He's unbelievable. Like the interrogators and the Manchurian candidate. He gets in their head. They don't know what they're doing. Goff is usually cool. The baby driver is always cool. But you could tell he was dropping back and seeing, I don't even know what they want to call it. I can't follow all the defensive descriptions. But they were doing something that made baby driver realize he was Jared Goff and he was still 24.
It was a wake-up call for him. And the coach was a wake-up call for him, too, that he's not even half the age of Bill Belichick yet.
And, you know, I think both those guys could be the next permutation. But here's the weird thing. We might see Brady out there in a walker at some point. He's so smart at this point. He doesn't even need to be nimble. He might be out there just with one of those therapy dogs you take on the airplane, still beating people's asses.
But you got to admit, it was a boring, boring game. Am I right?
Yeah, but we've been on a good streak. I mean, geez, I'm always shocked that more games aren't boring. The Super Bowl's been pretty wild now for a decade. And all I know is this. They probably needed one that would just not easy, but not the – I mean, you go from Malcolm Butler stopping that thing, and then last year Philly and then Atlanta, they were way down, and they came way back. I'm pretty sure that when they think about this one, they'll just say, well, it's never an easy lope, but that one at least was a little less stressful than some of the other ones.
How about the halftime show, though? That was a little stressful with Adam Levine's nipples hanging out there for all to see.
You know, I ironically could have been stranded on a desert island a handful of times in my life. And I still would have not felt any ironic need to watch Maroon 5 on that. I was just thinking he'll have the big Colin Kaepernick tat on his right breast, and you know, I just thought I don't need it. I couldn't tell you one song Maroon 5 plays, but I missed the halftime show, and it doesn't sound like I missed a whole lot.
No, I don't think you did. I think life will go on with that. Dennis Miller's here, of course. Next,
isn't Adam Levine in other NFL news? Is his wife's name Barkevious Mingo, or
is she a showgirl?
Oh, no. It's Prince Alou something. I forget. I just remember thinking that is the wildest name I've ever heard.
Now, you know, they had some good commercials during the game, but not this game. I think other years they might have had some good commercials.
Can you tell how much the world has changed when you used to tune into the Super Bowl to watch commercials because they had, like, girls entering laundromats eating potato chicken? You know what I mean? It was such a different vibe.
Paris Hilton. Didn't Paris Hilton do a thing on a car, like, washing it for Hardee's years ago?
Yeah, like Hardee's. And I was just thinking in a scant 10 years, or maybe even less than that, probably 5 to 7 years, we've got, you know, literally it's now like in the middle of the Bud commercial. The Clydesdales will take a knee just to show that they're on board.
Well, yeah, we've gone from Paris Hilton basically naked for Carl's Jr. to The Handmaid's Tale lecturing us that it's a dark and dystopian morning in America again.
I what makes me laugh is The Handmaid's Tale always, they always act like we live in those times right now where you couldn't make The Handmaid's Tales if we lived in The Handmaid's Tales. Can you imagine Trump waking up every morning and thinking, I've got to figure out some way to isolate women off in some part of an M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong film and oppress them? Do you really think Trump thinks like that?
No, but there are countries in the world that do, actually. They just never mention that in The Handmaid's Tale.
Well, and we're always apologizing to them that we're the great ill in the world. You know, every country out there is whack zoneville except us. Maybe Canada, maybe England. Every other country's whackville, and all we do is supine ourselves and beg for forgiveness that we're the problem. What are you kidding me? Nobody's leaving here.
If you tried to make The Handmaid's Tale in Saudi Arabia, they'd throw you off a building and stone you to death.
Listen, Saudi Arabia...
And that's a moderate country.
They had Al Jazeera doing a report on Peyton Manning a few years ago. Al Jazeera is going after Peyton Manning about his cred. And I just thought, what a whack world it has come to, where we have guys like Brady. You know, there are some people who hate him and think he's too predictable. I look at all these guys as like an antidote to all the world's crap that I watch, where people, you know, there are people just getting ahead because they're ass kissers or they play the game. And then there's competent people. And somehow competent people aren't in vogue anymore. But when I watch a guy like Brady, I walk away and think, wow. Now, there's a man in full. There's a cat leading a life. And he's probably going to do it for another 5 years. Well, lead a life for 55 years, but he's probably going to play five more years. I just look at him. It's like therapy. It's the same feeling I used to get when I'd leave my shrink's office and I had a good session. I watch Brady and I go, okay, that makes sense to me.
After the shrink session, everything was good with the world for a good 24, 48 hours. Am I right?
Yeah, it shrinks like a hairdresser on the inside of your head, where you can't get it to look that way on your own, you know. But when you walk out of the office, you think, hey, this looks pretty good. Then, like, 4 hours later, you go, how did he do that? Do I need some gel on my prefrontals?
The Adorable Deplorable Tour, February 22nd, one night only. Dennis Miller, Mark Stein on stage. I'll be there as well. It's going to be a great night. Get your tickets now. We actually have a pair of tickets to give away, as a matter of fact, on this hour, so keep listening. But it's going to be a great night in Reading, PA. I'm excited for it, brother. One rule, though, no blackface. I'm told none of us should wear blackface that night. So, I don't know, minor point in the contract, I guess.
That guy, can you believe that he was actually going to move? On this, did you see his wife? See, his wife had that look on her face like Sam Tennessee used to talk about the guy who's been deballed and he has to mow the lawn. And Sam would look at his friend. He's there. Yeah, I'll be out doing yard work. Drive by at 3 o'clock and put a bullet in because I'm dead. I'm telling you, I'm dead. And I saw her look at him thinking, oh, my God, this is the man of my life. If he had moonwalked, if I was him, I'd come out tomorrow and say, hey, when I said, should I moonwalk, I was going to do my Buzz Aldrin impression. And I was looking to see if there was room for the papier-mâché limb that I like to break out so I can embody the character. That's the only way he was going to get off the hook there.
I was going to plant the American flag right in front of everybody. Unlike in the movie. You know what's funny about that, Dennis Miller? It's that he says, he looks around like he's going to do the moonwalk. His wife says to him, inappropriate circumstances. The dumbass turns to the press corps and goes, inappropriate circumstances. She said, I can't do it. Like, she's the old stick in the mud. You know what I mean? Look at this.
Imagine she went onto that stage with him, probably thinking, well, this is the worst I'll ever feel about him. 20 minutes later, she came up. She said, somehow he upped the ante. Somehow. I thought we were screwed going onto the stage. Now I'm with a moron, for God's sakes, who doesn't even know that he shouldn't do the moonwalk.
And I love that he asked the press corps, I don't know if any of you have ever put on blackface, but it takes a while to take off. You know, as if the press corps is going to go, oh, yeah, no, we've all done it with the shoe polish. Yeah, I mean, who hasn't, right? He asks them that rhetorical question. I don't know if you've all done this or not, but it takes some time to take it off. He's an expert, Dennis Miller, you know.
It was like watching Chris Walken's spin the handgun in the half-submerged rat cage in Deer Hunter. It was a complete suicide mission.
He was playing Russian roulette with his political life, and yet somehow the guy is holding on. It's amazing to me.
Well, it sounds like he tried to drop a dime on the lieutenant governor, and now the lieutenant governor is fighting back against him, and I'm thinking, geez, this is how dirty the Dems are playing amongst themselves. What's coming in 2020 versus Trump, for God's sake? This is in-house. This is internecine battle.
By the way, your favorite so far crazy Democrat who's running, do you have a favorite at this point, or is it too early to say?
I got to say Northam. I think he's going to come back out. I think this is a leaping off point.
Ralph Northam 2020. This stuff writes itself. All the campaign ads will be in shoe polish. It'll be great.
Oh, no. He is clueless enough to be governor, to be a president. That's how whack the country has gotten so far. So it's either going to be him or old Plugs McKenzie, Joe Biden. Biden is more unhinged than a rescue dog in Phil Spector's house. Oh, it's just crazy.
Well, you know, we had Governor Moonbeam in California. Now we got Governor Moonwalk in Virginia, so it works out well.
You know? Listen, Jerry Brown went off his father's dime onto the public's nickel when he's 16 years old, and all he does is talk about how he's led some sort of existential existence, like the Watcher in Marvel Comics or something. Hey, Jerry, why don't you match your own socks 2 days in a row instead of telling me how to live my life, all right? The least shaky thing in California right now is the San Andreas Fault. Jerry Brown's an idiot.
It's going to be a good year, brother. Dennis Miller, get your tickets now. The Adorable Deplorable Tour on February 22nd. It's going to be a great night. Don't miss out on this great night. We'll see you next week, brother. Oh, last minute State of the Union predictions. Any last minute predictions?
I'm going to take the under.
Which is that Nancy Pelosi turns into a bat and flies out of the room, or
Pelosi? I'm just glad Pelosi's back over her shoulder because she's always twitching back there like she's signaling the Carpathia she hit an iceberg or something. Unbelievable. I watch how tight, it's like monks painting the screen. And remind me, why do I want to turn my health care back over to somebody who chose that plastic surgeon? For God's sakes, how would you like to go through life looking like you're perpetually witnessing the docking of the Hindenburg? But anyway, she'll be back there with that come-dither look, twitching away. Can't wait to see it.
We'll see you next week, brother.
Bye-bye.
Riccioli 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.